An island of sand. After a long, hard swim, Pedro Serrano fell onto a beach, tired but alive. There was no sign now of his broken ship, lost under the waves. He waited for other sailors from the ship to arrive on the island, but no one came. The next morning, Serrano looked around the island that saved his life. It was a good size, a walk of many hours from one end to the other. But it was made of sand. There were no plants on it, no pools or rivers. His new home was a desert. All hope now left him. It was the 1520s. Spanish ships visited the Caribbean regularly, but the ocean was very big, and this island was small and unimportant. He probably had a wait of many years before any ships passed his way. "My friends from the ship were lucky," he thought. "Their deaths in the waves were quick." He could imagine his own death on this desert island, slow, painful, lonely. But he pushed away these fears. He needed food and drink soon. After some searching, he found some shellfish and insects. He ate them uncooked. He had no way to light a fire. Later that day, Serrano saw some big turtles climbing out of the ocean onto the beach. He ran toward them and quickly turned them onto their backs. Their legs danced in the air. He cut into their skin with the knife that he always kept in his belt. Then he drank their blood thirstily. He cut the meat out of their shells and dried it in the sun. Later, he used the big shells to catch rainwater. Maybe he could survive on this desert island. After a few weeks, he had plenty of dried turtle meat and water. He now wanted a fire. "Passing ships won't rescue me if I can't make any smoke," he thought. Sometimes the waves carried wood to the island. But how could he light it? At home, in Spain, he could start a fire with stones and a knife. But here, he had no stones. Was a fire impossible?